Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Neil Haley Show. And I'm excited to welcome program Rachel Mack, NBC's The Voice contestant, final top five. You got to be elated by this, aren't you?
Yeah, this is crazy. I was a one-chair turn in the beginning, and, you know, I'm the only minor and I'm the only female left in the competition, and it's the finale, and it's really crazy. I can't believe I'm here.
Well, I can't believe that, you know, you have an opportunity at this age to be where you are. And again, being with Team Nick, tell me a little bit working with Nick and how what you've learned so far from that experience.
Nick is an amazing coach. He's so wise and he knows exactly what to say. I think he's a perfect coach for me because he's gone through a lot of the same experiences. You know, he started off really young in the industry and he's able to not only just vocal coach me, but kind of mentor me and like how I'm to go about this and handle all this, you know, this craziness.
And yeah, I know what you mean about craziness. Everything came at you from, you know, just obscurity to now. Wow. And how are you taking it? Especially like your social media profiles, everyone hitting you up once the story came out. How are you handling all this?
You know, it's different because, you know, it is going crazy and, you know, I'm verified on Instagram and, you know, people DMing me, but at the same time, it's like, I'm still here doing the work. So I haven't really seen the outside world or been able to take that in yet and like seen what it's like out there, had that kind of reception, if that makes sense. So I'm just kind of just living life in my own little bubble. And I'm really excited to see what it's going to be like outside of The Voice, if that makes sense.
Why should you win The Voice? Why you?
Well, I feel like I've overcome a lot of obstacles, not just in my personal life, but on the show. You know, I was a one-chair turn. And I had an amazing battle partner, and it was one of the hardest battle choices to pick the winner, and I overcame that, and I also went up against a four chair turn in the knockouts, and I've overcome what I feel like is a lot of obstacles. I am the youngest in the competition. I have been the whole time, but I feel like I've rose to the occasion, and I've just tried to use my age as an advantage and be like a sponge and learn everything I can, and no matter what happens, I feel like I've just learned so much from this experience.
And I read up on your story about how you've been able to overcome depression and how you're dealing with it your whole life and how you're really, hopefully you win this so that you can bring awareness to this, right? That you're not alone, right? And now you feel like you're not alone with your whole tribe now, right?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I have a stage to voice and to voice what matters and voice my opinions. And I think that's really important to use it to talk about important topics. And hopefully people see that and connect with it. And hopefully I can continue doing that.
There's tremendous amount of musicians out there really to speaking about what you've gone through. And hopefully you get more and more to reach out to them and collaborate with them in the future when you win The Voice. Let's hope that happens. So where can people connect with you? Where's the best place?
Well, my Instagram is my main social media. It's Rachel Mack, at Rachel Mack. And then I also have Facebook, and that's Rachel Mack Music. I don't have any personal music outside of The Voice out for release, but I am planning on releasing a bunch of music after the show.
Oh, it's coming. It's coming for sure. I appreciate you stopping by. Everyone needs to check out the finals of The Voice, and hopefully Rachel wins because I was the one that got to interview you, and I'm hoping that you are the winner. So good luck, and I
Thank
hope
you.
To see you soon.
Thank All right, you
take
so
care.
Much.
All right, you're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.